The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I hope he's mobile enough because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
I mean, if you're a Houston Texans reporter, we'll have Ron Hughley on the show again tomorrow of 610 in Houston. Good buddy of mine joins us again to talk Houston versus Kansas City. If you're a reporter for the Houston Texans, do you go to Tim Settle's locker and be like, hey, man, did you want to make any comments or any promises for this game? And I'd be interested to see if he's like, no comment.
If I'm Tim Settle, I'm not showing up in the locker room this week. I'm not going to put myself in that position. You know how the players are. They know exactly when the media. You've been in a locker room before. Mm-hmm. As soon as that door opens and the media comes in, scatter.
Yeah, it's like cockroaches when the lights go.
That's exactly right. They run away from the media. Every player does that in all sports.
Everybody's got their little side door.
Yeah, and if I'm Tim Settle, man, I am running from the media this week. I am not showing up because his comments were bad, and then his play was bad because at one point he fell on the ground, and Patrick Mahomes is running by him, and everybody's like, pointing, this is the guy who said that we were going to get the, you know, some business taken care of the Chiefs. But that's Tim Settle, and he'll be the guy that everybody's yelling at Arrowhead, I guess.
Yeah, first drive of the game, actually, is what it was.
It was the first drive when Patrick Mahomes ran right into the end zone, and there were people saying, I think he should probably rest the ankle this week.
I do think it's okay to take a humble approach to this game.
Sure.
Yeah. Just because the time off, I'm not nervous about it. I think they're going to be just fine, but it is, you know, like we like to call it, it's nut cutting time. And this is where, you know, this is the same four teams that were here last year in the AFC. Baltimore played Houston. Yep. Chiefs played Buffalo. Chiefs beat Buffalo. Chiefs beat Baltimore. That was what it was. This year, same thing. It's Houston's the four seed. Chiefs are the one seed. Obviously, Baltimore and Pittsburgh will play in that divisional round game as well. But look, the last time they played Houston, I know the Chiefs won, and the final score was 27 to 19. They kicked the field goal at the end of the game to get the onside kick and whatever, down by 8, you know, however you want to look at it. But the big injury happened to Tank Dell. Obviously, mm-hmm. It affected C.J. Stroud in that game, completely wrecked that young kid's mind because that's his good friend, snapped his leg, still caught the touchdown, gruesome injury. That defensive line is going to be the focus as we dive more and more into this game, as we lead into this game against the Houston Texans. That'll be played at 3:30 in Kansas City. You can hear all the action here on 96.5 The Fan with your Chiefs pregame show with all those good guys, Danan, Josh, and Mitch. But that defensive line looked good against the Chargers offensive line. And I didn't really like dive down and look into the offensive line of the Chargers, but they were super outmatched and they really disrupted Justin Herbert. Again, that's not Patrick Mahomes. It's not in Kansas City. It was in Houston. They had a little bit of time to get ready for that game, and they showed up against the Los Angeles Chargers. They scored 20 unanswered points, right? Now, the plus side of this, Herbert threw four picks and one of them was for a pick six, right? When he threw it, sure. it was 13-6 and he threw the pick six and they went up 20-6, game was over. Like, mm-hmm. You could have texted us.
I thought the game was over when they settled for an early field goal in this one.
Well, in reality, the game was over when the dirty bubble picked up Harbaugh on the Nickelodeon network and then took him away.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't watch the Nick game. No.
Fortunately, we have social media.
Yeah.
But that is a plus side. That was Herbert in the playoffs. That's not the quarterback level that is near Patrick Mahomes. So that is a plus side. The Chargers were not ready, and Houston played at home with a week of rest. They were ready to go. Chargers clearly... opening drive, like Mack had said earlier, the scripted drive in the opening looked great. After that, the only one that really showed up in that game was Ladd McConkey, who just had an absolute monster of a game as a rookie wide receiver for them.
He was fantastic in this game. Like, is he going to get enough credit for how good he was? Almost 200 yards receiving in
most
that
all time
game,
for
right?
A rookie wide receiver in the playoffs.
I mean, it was phenomenal. And the fact that they lost and really got the doors blown off them, not a lot of people are going to talk about how great Ladd McConkey is. He scares me more than Justin Herbert scares me for the Chargers as a Chiefs fan. I'm sitting here, I'm like, damn, we got to deal with Ladd McConkey for the next 10 years. Justin Herbert... yeah, I don't know if he's mentally tough enough to win when it matters most. I'm not too concerned about him.
But they do come to Kansas City, and the last time they have won in Kansas City was in 2019. In fact, it was October 13th, 2019. Obviously, we know the history of the divisional round a couple years ago when
right.
The Chiefs came back, ran out of fireworks, won the game. This year, they came to Kansas City, lost, right? And that was part of that three-game stretch in 11 days. But this is one of those games where, like, you can put the regular season aside. Ask the Chargers. Ask the Broncos. Hell, ask the Bills and the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Like, the clock gets faster, and when you go on the road, things get a little bit more intense. And I can pretty much guarantee you, once Andy Reid watched that first half against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, he was already in the preparation mode of Houston.
Oh,
here
God.
We go. Let's
yeah,
go.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to stay up all night Saturday night, check this thing out. Sunday, we'll get back to it. And he's probably already, and I know for a fact, he's already at One Arrowhead Drive putting
it's
together
late in the day, Dusty. Saying, it's 7 o'clock.
He gets up before we do.
Yeah. So, no, they're there. They were there all weekend getting ready for this game. And I think, you know, having the opportunity to know for the most part right from the beginning that it was going to be Houston that this team was going to get made it a little bit easier for them to kind of start that preparation time. And we know how good Andy is, you know, off a bye week, let alone 3 weeks to prepare, you know, for a game. They're going to be ready to go. But I want to give D'Amico Ryans a lot of credit, too, because, you know, that Tank Dell injury could have crushed this Texans season, could have ended the season, dramatically ended the season.
And it looked like it had.
And it looked like it did. And to get those guys ready to roll and to play well, like they played great this past weekend against the Chargers. That's a credit to the head football coach for not letting that injury spiral this season out of control. He held it together. The team responded. They followed him. That's why he's a good head coach. I don't know anything about his X's and O's, but I know D'Amico Ryans is a leader, and he led that team once Tank Dell went down, and they won a playoff game, and the Chargers didn't have that opportunity. And that's why I wasn't huge on the Chargers going into this game. The LA stuff did factor in clearly, you know, with them. They just didn't play a great game. They don't have a quarterback that I believe is mentally tough enough to win in the postseason. That one interception turned into four real fast for Justin Herbert, and Houston went out there and took advantage of it, punched him in the face and never let him back up. And so, no, I don't think anybody should be taking playing Houston for granted this weekend. I think you've got to prepare for a playoff game. They're one of the top four teams left in the AFC, and they're one of the division winners in the AFC, and they got one of the good quarterbacks in the AFC. It should be a really good game on Saturday.
We had a side conversation this weekend about who are the top five most important people of this dynasty run for the Chiefs. Obviously, still a whole lot of greatness that can be accomplished. Got to go one day at a time, one game at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Still have Houston at 3:30 on Saturday, but who do you have as your top five most important people in this dynasty run for the Chiefs?
Well, you start to look at what's going on here in Kansas City with this dynasty and the importance of this three-peat. And as we get closer and closer to that Super Bowl and closer to the opportunity of the three-peat, it becomes more important to win it now because I do think Denver's here to stay. I do think the Chargers are going to be a good team. I do think Pete Carroll could end up, you know, in Las Vegas. Then all of a sudden you got a division that has Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, all Super Bowl head coaches. Three of them would have won a Super Bowl, and Harbaugh being the one who won a national championship in college. So I think you need to take advantage of this opportunity because I do think if the Chiefs win, we are going to see changes that do happen here in Kansas City. Maybe Spags takes a head coaching job. Maybe so-and-so decides to retire. Maybe this guy decides to step away or not get signed back as a free agent. I think there could be changes. But when you encompass this dynasty and start to think about the people who are the most important to this dynasty, number one for me is Clark Hunt, because he pivoted and his family pivoted, and the Hunt family, I should say, pivoted and said, we're not doing this anymore. We're going out and we're hiring Andy Reid, and we're keeping Andy Reid here in Kansas City. It would have been real easy for the Chiefs to fire Todd Haley and Romeo Crennel and go an easier route, a cheaper route, or whatever the case may be. They didn't. They went in, they paid off all of those coaches, they bought in new coaches, spent a lot of money doing all that. So the Hunt family comes in at number one for me as the most important part of this dynasty, because without them willing to make change, we don't have Andy Reid. Then Andy Reid is number two for me on that list. Obviously, he sets the tone. Patrick Mahomes comes in at number three. I think Spags is more important to this dynasty than a lot of people want to give him credit for. With the way that this defense has played over the last 5 years, he came in and took over a defense that was brutally awful from Bob Sutton, turned it around, and then Brett Veach comes in at number five for me.
Nice. My top five are kind of obscure. Number one is the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. Thank you for firing Andy Reid and letting him become a free agent, because to go to your point of Clark Hunt, the minute he was released, he had a bunch of opportunities to go somewhere else. Clark Hunt made sure that he never took that flight to Arizona.
That's right.
He never left Kansas City. The rest is history.
Right.
Number two is Buffalo. Without Buffalo trading to the Kansas City Chiefs, they don't get Patrick Mahomes. The rest is history with Patrick Mahomes. So, yes, Philly, Buffalo. But wait, there's more. Number three, the San Francisco 49ers. They've given you two Super Bowls. Yeah. The first one, they had the interception. They went and, you know, chalked it up in the camera. They were up 11, all that sort of thing, or 10 points. They were up 10, and the Chiefs came back and won because they got that fuel of the fire. You opened up that can of worms, or you awoke that sleeping giant, which didn't turn into Jet Chip Wass. How you doing? Number four, Patrick Mahomes. Without Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, goes back to Belichick and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Without Andy Reid and without Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if either one are the same success outside of this franchise. No. Could Mahomes go win a title for somebody else? Yeah, maybe one, not three, and not potentially four with the writing of a three-peat.
And we saw Andy without Patrick Mahomes. Right. Good, not great.
And again, the other one would be Andy Reid. Andy Reid changed the foundation of this entire franchise. When he got hired, I compared it to a garden. He had to go in there and till it all up, get all the bad roots out, replant his seeds. It took a little bit of time, and now that thing is on a pattern every single season where it is watered the same way. It grows the same way. You know which row is which row. You have everything in a line. Everybody knows about it. Everybody that wants to be a part of it buys in, and this franchise has been not the same since Andy Reid took over. So I'll go Philadelphia, Buffalo, San Francisco, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid.